Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-610-5739.
Welcome back to 7 Daily Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Galen.org is the website. Galen Institute is her company, her organization. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
So we're a think tank. We do public policy research to try to advance free market ideas in the health sector that puts doctors and patients in charge of medical decisions. I founded the Galen Institute 20 years ago, and we've won some battles, but we've lost a lot more. But I think, Jim, we're still going to win this. I think there's such an imperative for all of these Republicans who now control the Congress and obviously the White House. They don't want to go before the voters in November of 2018 saying we failed on health care.
But
they've
Grace Marie,
come back at this.
I think the ship has sailed on health care. Because
they can't
do anything.
Otherwise, you're saying that Obamacare is going to be in effect forever.
I'm sorry, but they had a year to do it. They're not going to do it. My point is they can't change. You said it yourself earlier. Whatever they do from today forward won't change 2018 expenses.
It's not going to change 2018. But otherwise, you're just saying throwing in the towel. We're going to have Obamacare forever.
I'm not throwing in the towel, but I'm saying that politics is going to make them. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you what, I think the damage to Congress, let me rephrase it again, the damage to Republicans regarding health care has been done.
Yes. However, Jim, what they have learned in this experiment, it's like a funnel. You know, they've tried all these different approaches and the different bills that have been proposed. This is one, this federalist approach, moving power back to the state, is one that has had a broader constituency both inside Congress and,
right.
and in the community of people that support them. This is the thing that they finally have hit on that they can now work with.
Let me ask
and
you.
And we're going to continue to work with them to develop a bill that we think can get their 50 votes.
Let's talk about the leadership for a minute. Is McConnell a good Senate leader? I mean,
yes, he is really,
in terms of results, though, if you worship at the throne of results, though, Grace Marie, he's not.
Okay. The thing that is the absolute most important thing in a Senate leader is understanding the rules of the Senate and how the Senate works, because that's the way that you get things done. But he cannot change the mind of Senator McCain, even though he kept the vote open for, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
He cannot change Senator Collins and Senator Murkowski's stubbornness. They believe, actually, Senator Murkowski could get to yes. And if we hold Mike Lee and get Rand Paul back in the throne.
But when would that happen?
Well, that will happen next, or probably early next year. They're going to be able to take a vote, and then maybe one of the things they could do, there's no reason that this says you have to have an insurance contract for a year. They could change the law saying, you know, if the state wants to approve a new insurance company, new insurance contract in the summer, go for it.
Does any of this include the ability to buy insurance across state lines?
Actually, they just did this by executive order yesterday. The president signed an executive order saying this is something I could do. We're going to allow cross-state purchasing.
So as of today, we can buy insurance across state lines?
You signed the executive order, and I don't know how soon it goes into effect, but they're going to try to do this.
Now, see, that's something, Grace Marie, that's something that opens up the marketplace that could allow people to actually have an effect on their premiums in the next year.
And also, I think Secretary Price is going to start doing some things with the mandate, giving people more opportunities to get an exemption if this insurance is so expensive that they can't afford it, to give them more flexibility, more reasons that they could not have to be under the thumb of this mandate. One of the other things they're trying to do is allow people to purchase temporary policies.
Huh.
The Obama administration sent out posted a rule that said that you could only buy one 3-month temporary health insurance policy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. People need policies for longer than that.
Right.
They're going to do a lot through administrative action.
Well, see, this is, and here's the crazy thing. This is an example, along with all with the regulatory progress that's been made. This is an example of where the Trump administration could save the bacon of the feckless Congress.
So yesterday, I learned at another meeting that the cost of the regulations that the Obama administration promulgated during its 8 years put a load on the economy of $800 billion.
Oh, there's no question. No, it's no question.
Trump administration, zero.
That's exactly right. I've been reporting on that all year long. Three record years, 14, 15, 16, record regulations under Obama. This year, zero new regulations. Hey, Grace Marie, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you.
Thanks so much.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, Galen.org. Be sure to check out that website and support their what they're doing, because she's working hard for you, I promise you. I got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.